Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Date in a Blank, where we're hosting Ilya and Claire for a blank date. What is Date in a Blank, you ask? It's a 10-minute, audio-only, blind-speed date experience. It's also a bit of a social experiment designed to move people beyond looks-based assumptions, curated profiles, and marathon messaging.
We at The Blank Date want dating to be fun and inspiring for blankers and hope this podcast inspires you to try new ways of meeting people and dating. Will our hand-picked matches find love on these blank dates? Or will they say goodbye to each other after 10 minutes and never look back?
If you're new here, we're so happy you could join us. If you're a regular, we're so glad you've returned. Before we jump into today's blank date, here's a quick word from our sponsors. We're here on Date in a Blank today with Claire and Ilya. I'm going to let you two dive in, but in case it's helpful to get the conversation started, I'm going to leave you with a question. What's expensive but worth it?
I'll go first. Yeah, dogs.
So true. I was just reading an article about the cost of pandemic puppies, and I was like, A, that's like much less money than I spend on my dog, but also like, it's worth it, obviously. I will say restaurant food.
Okay, yeah, fair. I usually just cook at home, so that definitely cuts down on a lot. And yeah, restaurant food, I also get worried about the quality that you can get. Don't know where it's getting imported from, all the import costs that's factored in, and nobody's really getting paid what they're worth.
Well, yeah, that's why it's worth it to splurge on expensive restaurant food where, like, you know, it's good quality ingredients and servers are paid a living wage. So maybe that's a caveat. Not all restaurant food, but like when it's worth it, it's worth it.
That's true.
Do you have a dog?
I used to. She passed 12 years ago or so. I loved it, but yeah, I wasn't able to get another one since then. And what's your favorite food to order at a restaurant?
Well, I recently did some experimenting with frying foods at home. I was trying to recreate one of my favorite restaurant dishes. If you're familiar with Millennium, the vegan restaurant in Oakland, they have a really great like fried mushroom faux calamari kind of thing. And I had been spending a lot of money getting takeout from there and decided I would try to reproduce it at home. But frying is just like really messy to do at home. It makes my apartment smell really bad. And so I've decided I will stick to just ordering that takeout.
Have you tried an air fryer yet?
I haven't. I really do. I've been meaning to get one, but my countertop's basically taken up by like all of my other kitchen appliances. And I don't know if I have room among the Vitamix and the KitchenAid mixer and food processor.
Yeah, I had the multi-cooker, and I decided to get that air fryer topper, and it's been absolutely amazing since then.
Interesting. So does it go on like an Instant Pot multi-cooker?
Yes.
Ah, so it works. Okay. I've been kind of skeptical. I don't know if just like the lid would be enough to transform that device.
Yeah, Ilya had some audio issues, so forgive the occasional spottiness over the rest of this episode. He said something along the lines of, yeah, it's a little bit of a weird setup, but it still works.
What's your favorite thing to air fry?
Shrimp.
All right.
Yeah, beer bacon shrimp or beer breaded shrimp. Put it into the air fryer. It comes out really well. Still mean to try onion rings in there, but haven't had time for it yet.
I love onion rings. It's another one of the challenges of just frying at home. So yeah, maybe the air fryer is the answer.
And what else have you been trying to cook in the pandemic?
Oh,
You've been recreating at home?
So much cooking. I've always liked cooking, but during the pandemic, I've tried to find like longer form recipes or like multi-step recipes that I can immerse myself in more. I've gotten into baking some more. I haven't gotten a sourdough starter, but other kinds of bread like ciabatta and focaccia. I got this cookbook that is like just a very intensive vegan recipe cookbook with like every recipe has like 5 different components to it that all have to be cooked separately. That's been a fun way to pass the time. Biscuits, tofu, all sorts of things, really.
Another audio glitch. Ilya said that he made his first bread last week.
I haven't really utilized it myself.
Was it sourdough or a non-sourdough?
No, it was nice and simple, just the white bread. Yeah. Nice. Pop all the hours later, get a full loaf of white bread.
Nice. How did it turn out?
The first one turned out really well. The second one I put in very badly. The water is supposed to go in first. I put it in last. So it's lumpy and it just tastes like flour.
Oh, put it in. Are you using like a bread maker?
Yeah.
My grandma swears by hers, but I've never cooked with one.
They're really great. I actually picked them up at Goodwill. One I found just on the side of the street, brand new. It still had the ingredients and instruction book inside, as well as a warranty. So I was super excited about that.
Wow. Huh. What a strange find.
So you mentioned vegan foods. I take it that you're vegan then?
I am vegetarian, although okay. There are just a lot of really good vegan restaurants in the area.
Yeah, I've been trying to experiment with having more vegetables lately, but my garden will be coming in soon. I just seeded everything 2 weeks ago, so hopefully in about a month, I'll be able to get it all ready.
Oh, wow. You have like a garden.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where do you live that you have space to have a garden?
Well, I actually have it set up on my balcony. There's this thing called a garden tower, and it allows me to have 50 plants in a 3-foot wide space.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What are you growing?
I'll be growing some purple carrots for the first time, which I'm super excited about. I had them on a travel when I was in Israel, and they were just amazing. And a lot of other vegetables, particularly some... What do we have in there? We're getting squash, lots of tomatoes, cucumbers, spinach, which is going to be a lot of fun to chew down. But that's primarily it. Oh, and some watermelons.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's a good haul. I have an indoor herb garden my parents got me as a gift during the pandemic. And right now I'm growing some basil, some lettuce, thyme, oregano. It's pretty nifty to just have access to fresh food.
Absolutely. Especially being able to keep it on your kitchen. You just snip off whatever herbs that you need or go right to your balcony and grab whatever food you need and start cooking.
It's so convenient. Yeah, but I'm jealous that you're actually able to grow fruits and vegetables. That's really cool.
Yeah, I also have something called alpine strawberries, which are white strawberries that grow year-round. And they're incredible. They taste like kiwis, though.
Wow, so strange.
Yeah. I got really interested in foods that you can't buy in a store. Particularly because their shelf life is about 5 days, so it doesn't have time to make it to a store. Stores don't carry them.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good strategy for what to prioritize growing. I'm jealous of the tomatoes. I grew up, my dad did a garden every year, and the tomatoes were just prolific and incredible. And I miss it. And it's what happens when you like live in the suburbs and have space for a garden.
Now, the tomatoes, were they the big ones, the beefsteaks?
No, those weren't like as trendy back in the 90s as they are now.
Right. Yeah, mine are just the small Roma tomatoes. Pop in a couple, chew them down.
Those are great, though. They hold their shape. You can like slice them and they don't all fall apart. So... and really good for sauces too.
Now, outside of cooking and growing foods, what are some other interests that you have? Do you like, for instance, going to the park or going to local events?
I mean, yeah, back when one could go to local events, right, that was a thing that I enjoyed. These days, it's a lot more virtual events.
At this point in the day, I jumped in to let them know that their date had ended and let them say their farewells.
Tali here. This isn't the first episode of the season, but it was my first time crashing a date. I have to admit, it was hard not to interrupt. I wanted to hear more about Claire's pup and ask both of them the brand of their urban gardens they had. I felt like they were finally warming up to each other when the date ended too, but who knows what they thought. Tune into the end of the season to find out. That's all we've got for you today. Shoot us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Blank Date or at Date in a Blank to let us know what you think. If you want to sign up to participate in Date in a Blank, visit our website at www.theblankdate.com. We hope you enjoyed listening and look forward to talking with you again next time.